Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
It's the first of the month. Bum, 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 bum.
It's the first of the month.
We got this hazy, double hazy, called Bone, 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 Bone. That's just, I don't know, it's one bone. It's a lot of bones.
Bone, 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 bone. Boom, 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 boom. This is Hidden Hands and Alarmist.
Right. So a few weeks ago, we did the juice collaboration between Solemn Oath and Alarmist.
What was that called? Do you remember that?
Punk Juice?
Was it? Yeah.
That's what I call it.
They're like fucking bosom buddies now, huh?
Well, it's the same. Right? They probably brewed this at the same time.
So this, what does this say? This says brewed and canned in Naperville.
Oh, this is on Naperville. Okay. So this is a Hidden Hands beer in collaboration with Alarmist.
Yes. And I think the other one was reverse.
Right. I think we had speculated on that episode if we were going to see the reverse come out like, I don't know, punk rock or juice or something, like a whatever coming out of but here we are, they did with Hidden Hands instead of
that's right, it's all coming back to me now because it was Punk Rock for Rich Kids, which is Solemn Oath IPA, and La Juice, and it was collab of both,
right?
So in name this is a departure, in taste unless you line them up in a row, it's kind of hard to distinguish the hazies. I can tell you the ones I'm either in or out, right, based on the hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some hops, you know, if it's too much citra, you got that cat piss thing, or some tops make it medicinal, I'm out. But if it's just hops that are giving you those classic fucking orange, grapefruit, you know, tangerine flavors, I'm in.
That's what this is doing. It's giving you everything you want from IPA and hazy IPA without the milkshake or the lactose.
Yeah, or the grassiness. I don't like a big grassy, briny. I don't like that. This is good.
No, I dig it.
How big is this?
7.5 Seven, yeah.
Oh,
seven.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that.
That's kind of big, right?
Yeah, I was going to say like 6.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Here we are. We're going to knock back a few of these, get into it. I picked these up at Alarmist, so I didn't go out to Solemn Oath or Hidden Hands to get these. Alarmist is selling these out of the tap room.
Lately, it's been nice out. Alarmist has that patio, right?
Right, which they... There were some, like, rules with the city that they weren't going to be able to have it, but I think they worked it all out.
Yeah.
Because it was technically a COVID patio, so it wasn't really a place for a patio, right? But they figured it out.
Yeah. Good for them, because they got booze now. They got Castle and Key. I saw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
When we went for, I guess, I don't know why we were there. I think we were there for, last time we were there together.
Yeah.
I saw the Castle and Key whiskey. So
I think that was Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But what did I have? I had two beers. One was called Poppycock, which was like English pub beer or English mild.
Okay.
Good. Alarmist, solid. Like that. Yeah. There's always solid.
Right over in Saganash, kind of the northwestern edge of the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. They put Saganash on the map. You otherwise would likely never go to Saganash. I mean, I don't even know.
Go past it. Go right into Skokie. Right. Sketchbook.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, good for them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gary Gully and the crew. Pretty good stand-up group of guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Then, other than that, I was out of town in Puerto Rico, which a handful of craft breweries there. I posted one picture of some tap handles, Ocean, I think it's Ocean Lab Brewing.
Yeah, got your summer preview. How'd you like the old Ocean Labs?
Yeah, that was good. Some other like smaller brew pub kind of place, beer bar. So lots of beer options along with the pina coladas and rum.
And the beaches.
And the beaches.
And the fucking bright ass outfits. And the sunshine. That sounds great, man.
So, like, seafood. Too much sun.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of sun.
Man. They got those mountains, too. Mm. That national park.
Oh, I didn't make it there.
Yeah.
It was beach and Old San Juan only.
I hear you. Yeah. Yeah. Those mountains are a little ways out, like a good 40 minutes. I mean, but it's like a rainforest, basically. Mountains, but it's a rainforest mountains. Sure. So it's kind of cool.
You're getting close to the equator, so that sun, it's tough.
Oh, it's good. It's good and hot. Yeah.
Beach drinks, coconut, drinking out of a coconut. It was a good time. Highly recommend Puerto Rico.
Dude, Puerto Rico's all right with me, man.
Not as cheap as maybe you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you think Mexico cheap?
You know Logan Paul moved to Puerto Rico.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I think the word is out. I think there's a lot of people.
There was a lot of.
From the States that
are just. I would say, like, there was a lot of Americans, but a lot of people from the mainland.
Correct. It's easy because in the baseball world tournament, there's an American team and a Puerto Rican team.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of weird. It almost makes you feel like Puerto Rico is not a part of America.
Right.
So I get what you're saying. Yeah. But it is. It's not a state. Because Alaska and Hawaii are the other two states. Mm-hmm. So it's American province?
Territory?
One of those.
Yeah, territory. Yeah. Everyone, super nice. You felt like you could have been anywhere, really, if it wasn't.
Oh, like any tropical place?
No, like anywhere in America. Like any warm place in America. Like it's like, I don't know, there's beer bars, there's drinks.
Like anywhere where it's warm. Anywhere in the summertime.
Yeah, right? That's kind of what it felt like. I could have been. But I'd rather go to Puerto Rico than, like, Miami.
It wasn't fucking beach weather here. Well, I'll tell you that.
No, it almost is now. But that was a good hang. Good beer options on that. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's good to hear because I think I went in 2015 and 2017 and there were no beer options.
Oh, okay.
It was fucking stone. Like, 2-month-old. Stone at liquor stores.
That's pretty much all I got. One beer bar. And Bells. Had like 30-something taps on.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. I feel like you're either drinking the cheap, whatever, the local beer. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, some kind of fucking Mexican lager or Red Stripe or some shit.
Light beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're drinking,
El Presidente or something.
Yeah. One of those, like Medina or whatever. I forget what it is, but it's fine. When you're down there, when you just need a little beer on the beach, it hits the spot.
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
But that was mine. You also left the state.
Mm. Went down to the Show Me State, St. Louis, Missouri. Went down there because I wanted to pick up bottles from Side Project. You know, number 3 brewery in the world, if you listen to Rape Beer, if that's your thing. But really just
Raper's looking. Rape Beer's
still around? Huh? Yeah, Rape Beer's still around. So is Beer Advocate, actually. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Anheuser-Busch buy?
They bought Rape Beer.
So, Goose Island's number one brewery?
ZX Ventures bought Rape Beer. ZX Ventures is owned by Goose Island. Yeah. Or AB. Yeah. So, it's a beer city. You know, aside from AB being there, it's a craft beer city.
Okay.
So that was fun. Just end up drinking a lot of lagers. So we hooked up with the second shift guys. And, the 3-1 Pour guys. I think he writes for St. Louis Beer, and he's got his own website. Mm. So we just whipped around town with those guys. I had my own agenda. We ran into them, and they're like, hey, we got room. You know, we can show you around if you want. We're like, well, shit, we're definitely taking the local angle here.
Right, and we don't have to, you don't have to drive. Like, if I don't have to drive.
I'm just going
to
sit in the back seat. So, yeah, that was good. We talked about Urban Chestnut. Didn't go there, but there's a guy who brewed for 20 years. Worked at Open Chestnut, opened his own place. It was called a Blue Jay. So I went to a lot of places that weren't on my radar. A place called Little Lager, which is this weird tiki bar vibe place that only sells lagers. And the lager list is like 10 deep and it rotates every week. So that was pretty
local or just anywhere?
Like anywhere. You can get German lager straight from Germany. I got like a Budvar. Or you can get stuff from all across the states and all across Missouri.
Okay.
Modern was a place I remember that was fun. Of course, we started at Second Shift, ended up at Perennial, ended up at Side Project for okay. their Dude, Side Project has 3 locations.
Really?
I did not know this. Yeah, there's a Side Project brewery, and then there's a Side Project patio, which is a restaurant that they partner with some kind of pizza company.
Okay.
And then there's a Side Project cellar. So these are 3 blocks apart. So I'm like, what? So yeah, I didn't know that. So there's 3 different Side Projects.
Seems like the kind of what Greenbush did before they shut some down. They had like the main tap room.
Sawyer, Michigan?
Yeah. Okay. They had like that whole block. They had like the place across the street. They had the place next door to their place. They had the, it's like, what's happening here? Or a corridor kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It was weird. The cellar is, well, you had to pick up bottles at the brewery, but the cellar is where you want to be, you know, dimly lit, all bricks, and, you know, they're doing all the fancy beers, and they got, like, an extensive bourbon list. It's pretty chill. It's a pretty chill scene.
Nice. And these bottles, did you have to pick up on or order on Ozanar?
You order before you get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it on the Ozanar?
Well, it was, it was their website. It was their Stout Week. So they kind of hang their hat, I want to say, on, you know, barrel-aged sours, and stouts and barley wines. That's kind of their thing.
Okay.
Right. Side Project is because he worked at Perennial and it was a Side Project, and that's why they named it that.
And now it's basically bigger or the same as Perennial, right?
Well, it's definitely got more, they're definitely charging more for their stuff than Perennial.
Okay.
I think, but shout out to Perennial, man, because Perennial's got like a little arcade room, you know, with dollar tokens. So you got your Ms. Pac-Man, you got your Skee Ball. Got a bunch of cool shit. You know, you got your hoops games back there, the little pop shot. Perennial is actually pretty cool. And then this Abraxas. I know the Mexican hot chocolate stout. It was a style that was in vogue. A lot of people were making it at one point.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone's made it as good as these boys. And then they still make it. And a lot of other people have moved on to whatever the next trend was. You know, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. St. Louis is a cool town. About 4 hours from Chicago.
That's not too bad, yeah.
Yeah, but they do, Four Hands does a big carnival down there. I didn't go there, and I didn't go to Chestnut. So there's over 60 breweries in St. Louis.
Oh, shit.
When you're hanging out with these breweries, the brewers all day, you end up, two things, you end up drinking, you know, fizzy yellow beer the entire time. That's all brewers drink.
Okay.
But then they tell you about the scene from their eyes. Oh, shout out to Civil Life. I think a lot of people kind of say Civil Life is the best brewery in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
You know, just because they make styles that people respect, styles you can't really hide any flaws in, you know, and then they're really nice people. And, you know, they got food, and they got a really nice space. They talk about how places like, you know, whether it's Portland or San Diego, they have a massive number of breweries. But, you know, you come to a place like St. Louis, and they got 60 breweries, but a lot of them are really fucking good.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't understand that because I've never been to St. Louis as an adult.
Yeah.
But the places we all went all had really great beer. So I thought that was fun. So yeah, it was a fun time.
Would you, if you had to, like, what do you think is on par, better than Chicago?
Well, because, you know, I got a bunch of Cold Time in my fridge.
Yeah.
You know? And I went back. That's the first thing I did was drink Cold Time because I had been drinking lagers for like, you know, 2-3 days in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that's a good lager town down there.
Okay.
You know, I don't think all these lagers are created equal, so I've been drinking lagers for like a week straight. And you notice some differences, you know. You notice the difference in the way you feel and in the aftertaste and, you know, what you like and don't like about them. And I'm like, as far as a lager town goes, I would say they're on par, right?
Okay.
I would say that, yeah. So, because Goldfinger's not in Chicago, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd say, as far as the lager town goes, I say their own part.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. It is funny that brewers drink, I guess, not the beer that they make often.
Right.
And this conversation came up with some people I was out with on Friday, too, with like how they're just drinking either those Miller High Life or whatever low alcohol beer. And it's like, it is funny you're trying to push these double IPAs like we're drinking here.
Or these big stouts with no fucking carbonation in them at all, like a Side Project.
Right. And you might like them or find them interesting, but you're not really drinking them.
You'll blend them. You'll make them, you know, you'll execute them best you can. But that's not what you were drinking. You're playing the songs that people want to hear. Those aren't the songs that you like, though. You know?
I guess. But yeah, we started this, not this beer, but like beer in general with the like the Anheuser-Busch's and the like big macro beers that we know now. They were like, this is the beer we drank back in Germany or Poland or wherever, and we're going to make it here. We're not trying to make this new style of beer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny.
It's interesting. The one part of the beer journey that never gets old is like what's in vogue. There's so many different types of, there's so many beer styles that it's always fun to see like what has the pulse of most breweries,
yeah.
Right? You know,
and you see down there, I feel like this Czech lager thing is like getting pushed on us right now.
Yeah, the best beer, I got a clean beer at Side Project plus a bunch of bottles, but the clean beer was a Pils. I got the Pils at Perennial. The Czech lager, Technical Ecstasy, Side Project, which might have been my favorite of all of them. Okay. Kind of, and then at Little Lager, KC Beer had just a straight up lager. But it was all over the place. And at Civil, they had your Czech dark lager in the dimple mug.
Mm-hmm.
But their top selling beers are brown ale. 60% of all their beer is brown ale.
That's funny.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's called The Civil Life. And their top selling beers are brown ale.
Okay.
But they were the ones, like the owner came out, he brought a big sampler of like around the world, everything. So he's got Scotch ale, ESB, brown ale, dark Czech lager, regular Czech lager, and Pils. And the best thing on the plate to me was the Scotch ale.
Okay.
It was like 6.4. It was just money. It was everything I wanted. Because I'm here for a lager, especially a dark lager, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you want a different profile.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't want fizzy yellow beer. Sometimes you want a malt forward style that's not fizzy yellow beer.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking this Scotch ale was money.
Yeah. I don't know. It is interesting that the push of this Czech lager and like the cold time just lager, like base. I don't know. I'm gonna say basic beer, but basic.
No, but premium lager.
Like
right?
Just lager or Czech lager seem to be the push for 2024.
It's right? Having a moment. It is having a moment. But we've seen this. I think. I'd say maybe since like 2010, right? You've seen Goza, you've seen Mexican Hot Chocolate Stouts, you've seen the Hazy, you've seen, those are just the ones that come to mind. You've seen the Pastry Stout, you know?
Right.
Every season there's something that rises to the front
sure.
And has a nice little wave where everyone does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
That's cool. Any other stops besides the... Missouri down there?
Shout out to Microphone. Slid in there for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a good place to hang out after work, man. I work in the burbs. You know, it's on the way back home, so.
I haven't been there in so long.
It's either from 294 back into the city, you got you're either going to Short Fuse or you want a Microphone.
Okay.
So, and they usually end up at Microphone. Yeah.
That's probably the better call.
Yeah. So I got their Mambo Italiano, their top selling pills. And I'm just like, dude, because, all right, so my base is Cold Time. And I'm like, are these beers better or worse than Cold Time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of going around the horn. And there's a lot of good, fizzy yellow beer out here, man.
Yeah.
A lot of good fizzy yellow
beer. The same people I was talking to asked, like, can you tell Half Acre to bring Fader back? And I'm like, it's probably happening. So now, which is better, Cold Time or Fader?
Probably Fader.
I think Fader a little bit?
Probably Fader, yeah.
They probably only are having to bring it back because Cold Time came out, right?
I mean, you know, they got to go head-to-head. Those are the two, you know, stalwart, two heavyweights. The two big heavyweights in town, you know, non-corporate owned. Because the two big heavyweights in town are Goose and Lagunitas. But they're corporate owned.
Right.
The two heavyweights in town.
Goose has that, like, Pils that's pretty good, that Pocket Pils.
That's right.
That's a good one.
That's a nice beer. That's on par with, I mean, I would put Pocket Pils up against Cold Time. I'm not knocking Cold Time. Let me start there. I'm not knocking Cold Time. But when you go, just drink as many lagers as you can.
Yeah.
Cold Time should be your base. And just ask yourself, do I like these beers more than I like Cold Time?
Okay.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised. You're like, God damn, there's a lot of good lagers out here. Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Cool. Any other stops or anything you hit up?
Man, that was it, man.
Nice. Okay. So pre-show, we were talking about Hopewell. And yes. They have a new product coming out. And this is on the heels of this brewery called Fair State in Minnesota that filed for bankruptcy. Not that they're closing. I think they said they were like restructuring debt, which is a nice way of saying we're in trouble. It's the polite way to be like, I'm broke. I'm going to restructure my debt.
We got to restructure this debt. Shit.
We got to tighten our belts.
Shit, I need to restructure my debt. Shit.
But Fair State in Minnesota, they're not close from bankruptcy, so we'll see how that plays out. And I believe I've had some Fair State beer at the Minnesota State Fair and a couple places. But they have a THC product.
How'd you like that fair, by the way? I've seen it on TV, and it seems like a proper time.
The State Fair?
Yeah, that one.
The best.
Okay.
It's great.
I would go to that.
Yeah.
It's only an hour flight.
You should go. It's amazing.
Right.
This is not a bad drive. It's a long drive.
It's like 6 hours.
Yeah.
I drove up there to the Prince Museum. It was like a good six.
Right.
A clean six. Like, you're in the car for six.
Yeah. So, they had this THC water. And Hopewell just announced that they are releasing this too, right?
Yeah. They're inspired by going to the tap room at Fair State.
Okay.
So, the THC... lemon-lime flavored THC drink from Hopewell is called Choom. So Choom just refers to itself as a THC-infused beverage. A THC-infused non-alcoholic beverage. Apparently, it's illegal to have THC
and
alcohol in the same beverage in Illinois.
Right.
Yeah. So their thought is craft beer is leveling
that
off.
That might be statewide.
Illinois.
Or I mean, not statewide, countrywide.
Oh, I don't know. Because I don't make my way around the THC beverages, like, in general, you know? But, so I don't know if people are putting, like, THC in booze. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you can because, you know, it's still illegal by the federal government, and alcohol is kind of maintained by the federal government, right?
Yeah, and I think their thought is, so this is an interesting article because they say, hemp has THC in it, and so does cannabis. But there's regulations around pulling THC from cannabis, so you can tax it a little differently.
Okay.
But if you get THC from hemp, it's a little less regulated.
Okay.
So hemp and cannabis are cousins, but they're not the same, and so they're regulated differently. So, but anyway, this is THC infused. So they're coming out with two versions of Choom. Choom is apparently slang for getting high. I've never heard that before. But, they come in the little buddy cans. So what's that, like 8 ounces?
8 ounces, okay.
8 ounce little buddy cans. Choom is a 10 milligram beverage. And then there's a Choom Light, which is a 3 milligram beverage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said Mars already does this?
It says Mars has THC beverages that contain 10 milligrams.
That's I know they have CBD stuff, but man. I have so many questions because so
WBEZ is the article we're reading.
WBEZ, okay. When you, so the last time I got any kind of edibles, it's like locked down. Like you have to talk to someone and then you go to another room.
Oh, yeah. And you probably show your ID, shit like that.
Yeah. You don't ever get to like touch the product. So how are they, why are some of these other places so strict, but then they can just sell these out of the cooler?
Yeah, this is all a little bit confusing. Even after reading the article, Hopewell and Mars are early to the party, even though there's 200 breweries. And the only thing they call out is that it's derived from hemp. Yeah.
So the only THC beverage I've ever had is a cold brew coffee, and that was in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
We picked this up, and it was... in the container, it said it was like, I want to say like 50 or 100 milligrams in the bottle.
Wait.
Like in like a cold brew, like little bottle.
Well, how big is the bottle? Like 12 ounces?
Maybe 16 or 18 ounces.
With how much THC?
I think it was a good amount. I'm going to say 50. It probably wasn't 100.
That's a lot, man. Right. Even 50 is a lot.
That's dangerous when you're just like thinking it's coffee. So this like 10 and 3 seems better.
Yeah.
But that was my only experience with that. And that made me, that time was like, what am I like taking a drink of this? Or am I putting it, mixing it with my coffee a little bit?
You almost have to treat it like an extract.
Right.
Like a beverage extract, yeah.
And so that was my only experience with that. And that was strange because I didn't know like how much I'm having. Like,
right.
Is my sip bigger than someone else's sip? Or am I measuring this out? It was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But
this sounds like they're doing the hard work for you.
Right.
Yeah. So they're partnering with a crew that's giving them THC emulsions. And then Hopewell's just kind of incorporating it into their non-alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. We don't know if that means it's a seltzer or if it's an NA beer. I doubt if it's an NA beer. Because side note, I've been reading that NA beers. No, that's on tap. NA beers on tap are actually pretty dangerous. Because there's pathogens that live in beer that are killed off by alcohol. So if you've got a keg with non-alcoholic beer, those pathogens are not killed off. You connect that to your tap line. And now
something's in there.
It's a playground for these germs.
Oh, so never get a non-alcoholic on tap.
Draft. But in cans, I think that's the way to go. Yeah. So
I had those. I had that. What about?
And some people get sick off non-alcoholic beer. What about
like hop waters? I had that at District Brew Yards.
On draft?
Same thing? Yeah.
Well, yeah, right? It sounds like it would be the same thing because there's no alcohol in it.
I would assume they're cleaning their lines pretty well in that place.
I think to the point where this is a known thing in beer, non-alcoholic beer, to the point where Guinness and Heineken, they have a separate tower for their NA stuff.
Okay.
So if you go to those places, like you go to Guinness, you go to Heineken, they have an NA tower where it comes with 5 gallons of NA beer, and it's separate from all the other beers.
Okay.
Because they know if you put this NA beer on, it might have an impact on your other draft lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, okay, so back to this THC beverage. As someone who very rarely buys any kind of edibles or consumes them, I'm wondering what the market is for this, because you can buy edibles and you could just keep those for a while.
They're like, everywhere. I mean, they're advertised on some billboards. When we were down south, all you saw was billboards for places to go get, just these stores.
Right.
Or even, Logan or Wicker, in Rogers Park. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. These fucking these cannabis shops.
Right.
So, I guess craft beer is kind of, we talk about trends. So instead of making a Mexican hot chocolate stout, Hopo's like, well, let's jump on another trend that's completely separate from beer altogether. Let's jump on the cannabis trend.
But have you ever had a THC beverage?
No.
Would you have one? Over, I feel like it's almost more work.
You mean like drinking versus eating, or?
Yeah, like the edible. You just like,
I feel like it's episode of Curb.
A couple bites, and you're like, I'm done with that.
No.
This is, I have this now can.
You have it. And well, luckily, it's a little buddy can.
Right. I got to finish this can. Also, now I got to get rid of this can. You can just like be like, I hate that. It's done.
Little buddy can has my interest because it's so cute.
Yeah, that's
cute. Yeah. So that's what they got going for him, is that it's a little buddy can. But would you want a full 12-ounce can of a THC beverage? I don't know. The idea is too new. I didn't even think about it until reading this article.
Yeah. I've had like a CBD sparkling water.
And that's no big deal.
No big deal. And I was like, that was overpriced what it is.
This sounds like it's for people who already get high. This is just a different way
to use thirsty.
This is a different way for you to get high.
You want high and thirsty, which usually go together.
You know, get you something refreshing that'll keep you high. That's what this sounds like. Yeah. But if it catches on, I mean, I can see Dark Matter doing this. Because their tagline is literally, drink coffee, stay high. So,
right. I bet
see them doing this.
They're looking at, cold brew with THC. Mm-hmm. And then Portland. So why wouldn't... I would almost rather have it in the coffee form than you get the upper with the high.
Okay.
But that's personally me. But yeah. Also, I probably wouldn't consume either one anymore. Yeah. I don't know.
It's interesting to see that this is the direction that Hopewell's going. Because I like Hopewell.
But I think other breweries or other places are looking in this as what we talked about in our Dry January episode about all these non-alcoholic places.
Yeah.
And basically, beer is dead, in a sense.
Well, it's flat for sure. Like no one is.
There's no one's new beer drinkers.
And there's no new. There's no breweries that are like reporting more sales than like the last previous years.
Right. So they're looking for other ways, and this feels like a possible, but I don't. It's almost like the non-alcoholic market where it's like. Yeah, there's people that drink it, but you're not going to get people coming to your brewery to be like, I got to try Alarmist's new non-alcoholic beer that they just put on, or they just canned.
Right? What if it's got 10 milligrams of THC in it? Maybe.
Maybe.
That makes the category more interesting because non-alcoholic, I'd rather have the hop water than a non-alcoholic beer.
Right.
I can bring on the hop water.
For sure.
Yeah.
But then you're now a sort of dispensary, right? In an area where there might not be a dispensary, like Hopewell, if they're selling this, although they're in Logan Square where there's like multiple, but Alarmist selling it, it's like, oh, you basically sell weed now too.
Yeah, 8 ounces at a time. Yeah. So they're partnering with a crew called Perfectly Dosed. It's a Chicago-based company that provides the THC emulsions that Hopewell uses to create Chune. So they quoted him in this article too.
Emulsions?
A THC emulsion? It's got to be some sort of THC extract.
Extract, yeah.
Emulsion's a fancy word. It's got to mean, you know, a little THC extract.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. Oh, there was something else I saw that I want to talk to you about.
I don't know. It's interesting to see. I don't know. We've been talking about beer and doing the podcast for a long time. We've mm-hmm. seen this go all ups and downs and all over the place. And now it's like, there's no risk, but then at the same time, people are like, let's do THC beverages. It's like, what, you're trying to push Czech lagers and THC beverages? These are not the same people. Your slow pour pills person probably doesn't want your little buddy THC beer or THC water.
I'd be curious to have that talk with them. Because when I was at Microphone, you know, there was a... Somebody chimed in on Twitter. I think it was the Off Color guys. They were like, in a perfect world, Microphone buys Metropolitan's IP. That's what we deserve. What we're going to get is some bullshit. You know, and I forget who he named. But anyway, so I told that to Microphone. I'm like, this is what the Off Color guy said. And I'm trying to get them to say, hey, did you guys buy the IP? And he just kind of blew me off.
Mm.
No, he switched the subject. He said, man, it sucks what happened to Metro because I had my baby shower there and we had our wedding shower there. So I'm like, but he didn't answer me. But he immediately changed the subject. And I'm like, I don't know how to feel about this.
That's funny that Off Color said that. Off Color should just buy it and have two spots on the river. They could just have little boats going back and fucking forth.
Well, that's right, because the mousetrap is, you forget, the mousetrap is off the river.
And there is a water taxi stop at that Whole Foods that runs in the summer. Or used to run in the summer.
This is very true. Oh, Brewpub Shootout was this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Who won it?
Yeah, I thought I had this saved, but you know, apparently at some point I'm going to figure out how to host a fucking, co-host a podcast here.
Brewpub Shootout is Chicago. A brewery, a restaurant, and they team up to basically pair the food with the beer, and there's a winner for best beer, best food, and best pairing.
That's right. So if you're a brew pub, then this works. But even if you're not a brew pub, you can pick a restaurant partner, and you guys can dance at the ball just like the
You get biker burger, and you win it.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
So you got best pairing, best food, best beer. All right. Art History won best pairing, followed by Old Irving and Eris. Best food was Art History and Burger Antics. So Art History won twice, followed by Eris and Old Irving. Well, this is the exact same. Best food and best pairing had the exact same winners.
Okay.
Old Irving, Eris, Art History.
With their burger? Everyone had a burger?
No. Eris had shrimp and grits. Old Irving had a Choco Taco, which is a chocolate beer braised short ribs.
Okay. Until, not a Choco Taco.
No, but it says Choco Taco. Oh,
that's confusing.
It is. The Choco Taco is a dessert, right? And yeah. Like ice cream?
They got rid of it. They canceled it.
Oh.
It's gone.
But it was like a chocolate waffle shaped like a taco?
Yeah.
And the best beer was Off Color.
Okay.
Followed by Art History and Old Irving. So Old Irving and Art History won in all three categories.
Interesting.
Off Color won best beer, and Heiress finished second and third in pairing and food, respectively. So there you go. This was at this was 26 Brew Pub Shootout. This was at Half Acre, Balmoral. Well, the only Half Acre.
So. No one told us about it. And then this weekend is Best Friends turn 11.
No, that was last weekend.
Oh, it was last weekend.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh. Why did I think it was this weekend? But
no, because
I don't even know what day it is.
This was the Artifacts place. The place we've been to Brew Year's Eve at this place.
Right. I feel like I didn't see any picture or anybody post anything. It must not have been as epic as 10. I didn't see like a Bagayo.
If they had any sense, they'd have ran it back. But then again, I didn't see much about. Honestly, I happened to be at what is it? I was gonna say Brew Lights. I happened to be at the auto show when they were doing Friday Night Flights.
Yeah.
I just happened to be there that day, and Kevin Carey's like, "Yo, we're partying tomorrow."
Oh.
And I was like, "All right, cool, I'll go." Yeah. That's the only thing I saw about it was I happened to see Kevin Carey.
Okay.
And then I go to this party, and I'm like, what the fuck? But I didn't really see anything after that. Hmm. Yeah.
We're here, supposed to be talking about things happening in the city, and we don't even know about them until after
that party does not suck.
Okay.
The party does not suck.
There is an auto show, like, this weekend, then.
Well, it was last weekend. What the fuck, Brad? You started by not coming to FOVAT. Now you just don't know when anything is. It's just fucking trickle down effect through the whole year.
Unsure what day it is.
Here's the thing: bring your ass to FOVAP, okay? And then
I might be out of town. I don't know.
What the fuck? How are we? Chicago Beer Pass, everybody.
But so if the auto show happened, was there no Friday night flights? Friday night flights.
I was in St. Louis. God? I don't know.
Is that I missed that it. Was a ROM thing? And Johnson's like, no. Nah.
They should have had it. I wanted to, Jeep has a huge exhibit where you can like go up some fake mountains and shit. You can do like off roading, but the line's really long. I kind of wanted to do that, but yeah. But yeah, beer. Everybody who does beer stuff is just kind of doing beer stuff in their own little corners, you know.
Right. They have their audience,
and that's all they want.
They're not.
Yeah, but they went on TV. I think I saw them on, you know, one of the major networks.
To the olds, to make it.
Yeah, whatever.
For 7 to whatever. 6 a.m. WGN.
Whatever show replaced Oprah. I think they showed up on there talking about beer. Yeah. AM Chicago.
Everyone wants to hear in the morning about beer. It's like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's 8 a.m. We're fucking wasted. Yeah. But cheers to them. I think it's Bottles and Cans and Bagayo.
Yeah.
And I might have said this before. I shouldn't be surprised that Bagayo throws a killer party because they are one half of Oktoberfestiversary.
And
Mayfestiversary. And that's a fantastic party.
Right.
So I'm like, I shouldn't be like surprised. Like, I can't believe how good this is. But I'm like, oh yeah, this is Bagayo. Bagayo parties. Bagayo has to, I think Bagayo has to go in that list of underappreciated, underrated. Right next to Hopewell, right next to Sketchbook, I think you gotta put Bagayo because they're partying their ass off.
Yeah.
And you know, and they make solid beers, but I'm referring to their ability to consistently all year have killer parties.
Yeah, I think they got the two of them beat on the parties. The beer, not that it needs to be better. It is good beer.
Right.
It doesn't make me go there
to Bagayo
to get the beer.
But like you just said. But no, nobody's partying like them. Nobody.
Go to Sketchbook. I'm intrigued to go to Hopewell. And Bagayo's like, I'll go to Bagayo because it's easy to get to and I enjoy my time there, right?
Right. And if you want, you can go do some.
I'll go on my way downtown. To go to Sketchbook.
I would, yes. So, having said that, you know, you'd probably lean. If somebody put all three in front of you, you'd probably say, They say, I'm going to one. Where do I go? You probably tell them to leave town and go to Sketchbook.
Yeah.
I probably would too.
If they have a car.
Right. Be like, I don't care how you get
there. Take care. So, I miss, already this year, I've missed Cider Summit, missed Brewpub Shootout.
I forgot about this, yeah.
Missed.
Best Friends Turn 11.
Best Friends Turn 11. The Auto Show. All right.
Yeah.
I'll make it to something.
That's what you say. That's what was said. You know?
I made it to Buckle Down.
You know, and you know, and we've got, we're the unofficial, official, Alarmist/Solemn Oath podcast. And we're drinking Alarmist/Solemn Oath beer. So
I'm going to go to Alarmist tomorrow again. My friend says they make one of his favorite old fashions.
At Alarmist?
Yeah, they make a great old fashioned. Really? And he really enjoys their old fashioned.
Okay. Castle and Key.
So he's going not for the beer, as we talked about this THC water.
Yeah.
He's literally wanting to go to Alarmist because of their old fashioned.
That's actually pretty cool too, though. You know? Yeah, because that's a modern brewery right there. A brewery that kind of tickles all the fancies.
Yeah.
We don't just have good beer. We have stuff. Beer is one of the things, but we have things.
Right.
You know. So that's good.
All right, we got it. Let's get out of here. I don't even know who's bringing this.
Yeah. I think these podcasts, when I listen back to our shows, I think they're really good at 1.5 speed.
Okay.
So maybe we should probably lead with that next time. I know it's like 40 minutes.
Most stuff.
Is that a default for you?
Depends on the amount of information. We're just kind of commenting on shit.
Yeah.
So 1.5 is probably good, but if I need to like digest information, it's probably 1.25.
Okay.
Like I need to understand what they're saying.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. I just go 1.5 across the board. But I'm with you. Like I'm listening to some Sox podcast and they're breaking down like taxes and shit.
And numbers and you're like.
And I'd listen to this shit like 4 times. And if I should have just put it on 1.25.
Right. Because yeah. 1.25, you get out of like, you skip over the little pauses and shit like that. And they're just kind of like, yeah. It's snappier.
That's fair. If you need to digest something, you really need to know 1.25. If it's for leisure like us, 1.5.
Right. You're hearing what stupid thing we might have said.
You're, you know, shaving carrots and you're playing us 1.5.
That'll do it. We'll be back soon with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.